Our next guest is Jim Haney. He is with AAA, and we'll talk a little bit about gas prices and what we're noticing as certain trends as we head towards the holiday season.
Well, we really have kind of a perfect no storm, if you will, going on with gas prices. We've had a lessening of demand, of course, over the last few months, and continued to have decreasing demand for gasoline products overall. We have good supplies. The supplies are as good as they've ever been. Domestic oil production is at its near high level, and certainly we've switched over from winter or from summer to winter blends of fuel. We've had very little hurricane activity in the Gulf of Mexico. There's some now, but overall the season's been very, very light, which normally, you know, causes some concerns over disruptions of supplies, you know, when there's a lot of hurricane activity. And of course the geopolitical tensions in the Middle East have been lessened late, just in recently. So all of those things together, I think, have formed certainly a situation where gas prices have tumbled. And we would expect that to continue now until the holiday season.
Well, I mean, because a lot of people would be wondering about the holiday season when there are people who are traveling a lot more. Why is demand down?
Just not, you know, the economy, of course, has been probably substandard. The shutdown, the government probably played into that to some extent. We've had demand really down most of the latter part of this year. So, and then added to that, of course, at the same time, supplies have been building. So, combination of those two things, plus the fact that we're using fuels now that are less expensive to produce, the winter blends of fuels, that's a big factor as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are those less expensive to produce?
Well, we don't have the additives in the winter that are required in the summertime. You have to add a lot more to gasoline to deal with the ozone and all that kind of thing. So in the springtime, we have the switch over to summer blends, which are more expensive fuels. And that whole process, sometimes it takes refineries down for maintenance and all that kind of thing. And that is an upward pressure on gasoline prices. We have the opposite effect going on now where we switch back to the winter blends, which are less expensive to produce.
Done with Jim Haney with AAA. Final couple of questions. And are we noticing more drilling right now, more exploration for these energy resources?
And what we've seen here is a steady rise in domestic production. The southern part of the Keystone Pipeline now is in use, and I think it was sometime in the month of August where we actually crossed over to the point where we actually had more exports, more domestic production than we had relying on sources from foreign oil. So that was a kind of a red letter month in August when that happens, and it's continued to move that direction. We're relying more on our own sources of crude oil.
Just to illustrate the point, gas in Kansas statewide average is $3.16, and that's 15 cents below the national average of $3.31. Many of the states in our region have gone down over the last month by about 20 cents per gallon for regular gasoline.